And welcome back to Fremont tonight as we get you set for the men's game here this evening as Hastings College gets set to take on Midland University. Spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, out of the gates with five straight wins, and we get into the conference season on Saturday and a loss to Morningside, 88-75 on Saturday. So kind of a tough way to start the conference season on Saturday.
Well, it was, especially being it was a home game and, probably had as good of an opportunity to come out and compete and get yourself on, the right foot coming into conference play. But we were just lethargic, just did not look like I had kind of grown expecting, us to look. I mean, it was just very lethargic, very uninspired, and we looked almost like we were playing confused a little bit. And, I had a couple opportunities where we'd cut it to 6 or 7 there in the second half, and then we'd give up a 3, and 15 turnovers, which isn't, a huge amount, but it just seemed like every time we turned it over, they scored on it, So I just think, Morningside did a much better job of exposing our mistakes and our miscues into points and production for themselves, which other teams hadn't been able to do up to this point.
Is that because Morningside knew us a little bit better than maybe the first five teams?
Yeah, probably so. And I think, we were a little bit more vanilla in the first five games. You don't see as much on film, but it just comes down to, when you get into conference play, previous success against, a lot of teams, a lot of times it just boils down to matchups. You always see that where, we always play regardless of how good or bad either team is. For instance, in Nebraska, Wesleyan always plays us tough, or we always play them tough, however you want to interpret that, just because of matchups, and familiarity with the programs and what the sets are and things like that. So, a lot of times basketball is just funny that way, that you can have teams that are athletically vastly different. But, if you just get the right matchups and the right mindset, a lot of times certain schools will play each other tighter or have a winning record against a team that maybe on paper is a little bit better.
It wasn't just offense either. It was defensively, too. We just didn't look like the same team as we were in the first five games, did we?
No, we didn't. And I think a lot of it you have to attribute to Morningside. I thought their point guard play was phenomenal. I thought Trent Miller did a great job the entire game, really controlled the game at both ends of the floor. And it was more glaring even after we watched it a second time. We watched the film as a group, the night after the game or the night of the game. After we got off the floor, we watched the film right away just to see where our miscues were. And then, watching it again, it was just very evident that he was just playing at a higher level than any of our guards were. And he can control the game so well because he's so good defensively on the ball that he really alters things that you do in a half-court sets. And he really changes the game in a full-court setting with the ball in his hands because he's so dangerous with getting it to wide open shooters or getting it to his post players who, their post players aren't great, but he really makes them look good with putting them in great scoring positions.
To make things simple, were they just playing a different speed than we were, both offensively and defensively?
Yeah, they were. I mean, that's probably the best way to put it, quite honestly, is they were playing in fifth gear and we were kind of sputtering along in second, and every time we'd hit third, they would hit their turbo, and go from fifth to warp speed. It seemed like they were playing about that much faster. So, that's done and behind us, and we've got to come back and we've got to get ourselves emotionally healthy and see what we can't get done here against Midland.
You take a look at the final stats on Saturday. We shot the ball extremely well, both from the field and from the three-point arc. Where was the big difference? Just like we've been talking about, the speed of the game and everything?
Well, I think more importantly, it was probably the defensive end where, our first 3-4 ball games that we played this year, we were holding teams in the high 30s, low 40s defensive field goal percentage. In our last three games against Tabor, Kearney, and now Morningside, they're up in the 50s, and that's just too much. I mean, we're a very good offensive team. We have been for a long time. I'm talking even last year and year before, and we've been able to shoot in the high 40s, low 50s for a better part of the year. But we were better defensively than we are right now, and we got to take a little bit more pride. We've got to take a little bit more focus, and we've got to put a little bit more emphasis on the defensive end.
Are teams exposing us a little bit on defense? Are they doing some things differently now?
Well, I think so many teams right now are running the ball screen action. I mean, that's kind of a trickle-down from the NBA, and even the high-major college teams are running so much of that European-influenced ball screen offense. That if you got a team that can spread you a ball screen and you got some guys that can shoot it in, you're going to have good nights. So lately we've hit about two or three teams that have really executed their angles as far as getting out of our traps defensively from those ball screens and finding shooters that are open, because that's, you know, you kind of got to pick your poison when you're going against a lot of that ball screen stuff.
How do we defend that? What do we got to do differently?
Well, we got to come into our traps a lot more aggressive. We got to have higher hands coming into the ball screen trap. We've got to rotate out of there quickly. We've got to, you know, guard a man and a half is the terminology that we use. You know, we've got to put ourselves a little bit higher up the floor and make sure that we can, you know, even if it is a mismatch, I'd still rather have a small guarding a big or a big guarding a small out on the perimeter, you know, just so at least we have somebody there to deter the shot and at least block out. So a lot of it just is a mindset going in. You know, early on we had really good energy, really good aggressiveness going into our ball screens, and we just weren't exposed as much as as much as Morningside did.
All it was a loss in November, and the nice thing is it's still a long way to go, and we got a lot of basketball to be played here this week. A game tonight with Midland, and then your own Thanksgiving tournament this weekend, and then back to conference action next week with Doan. So a chance to maybe right the ship here this week, huh?
Well, I think we can. You know, I mean, we've got three of our next four at home. You know, I mean, and that's always been, you know, typically a good thing for you, especially with our Thanksgiving Classic. We're, you know, at least sleeping in our own beds, and there's not a lot of preparation time simply because you play two games in less than 24 hours. But it's a way to, you know, get out of the non-conference for a moment and just focus on yourselves a little bit more than you're worried about your opponent. A lot of times in conference play, we put so much emphasis on our opponent, you kind of forget about yourself a little bit and you forget what you're doing and what you're doing well because you're so worried about what they're doing.
Midland, the opponents here tonight in Fremont, they come in 1-2 in the season. They're 0-1 in the conference after dropping one to Northwestern on Saturday, but they lost to them by 3 points, 88-85. They can put some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they did. They did that, and that's the game film that we've been really looking at a lot. And I think the biggest thing that, you know, that I saw is they're running a little bit more of it's still a little bit of a pattern ball screen type offense, but it's a little bit more freelance. They've got a transfer who is an NAI All-American at Bellevue University a year ago, James Parrott, who can really score it. He can put it on the floor. He can drive it. He can shoot it in from three. He's a pretty dynamic kid at our level. And, you know, they really utilize him well in that ball screen action or even off the ball to where they can drive it and they can kick it to him. And now you're closing out on about a 6'4" wing that can absolutely fly. I mean, he can really put it down on the floor and get to the rim in a hurry. So, you know, we're really going to have to play our defensive positioning. We're really going to have to be a little bit vanilla even. I mean, and just kind of revert back to some really basic defensive fundamentals. And if we can keep vision of the ball and make sure that we've always got a man in front of the ball, especially on their drives, you know, I think we can get some turnovers. I think we can get some contested shots, at least some opportunities for our offense to get started with a fast break.
Yeah, Parents, they're leading scorer, but they got plenty of other guys that can put the ball in the hole. Jerome Vaughn is another guy that's averaging double figures. And then Ben Emig, a guy that we saw the last couple of years.
Yeah, the Emig kid, in my opinion, might be the most complete guard as far as an offense and defense. And a guy offensively that can shoot it, drive it. He's got a really good little middle game to his game. The Vaughn kid is, I believe, he's leading the country in offensive rebounding. And he's leading our league in rebounds per game. He's almost 12 rebounds a game right now. So he is a kid that, you know, he's one of those nice luxuries that you don't have to run a bunch of stuff for to get him in the basketball. He can just go get shots. He can just go get points and production. And a lot of times what happens is when a kid rebounds as well as he does offensively is you end up fouling him, putting him at the foul line, and you give your opponent a lot of opportunities to score when the clock's not running, which is something you never want to do. So I think the biggest thing for us right now is we've just got to find him, make sure and keep a body on him and make him work a lot. Make the Emig kid just shoot with over a contested hand. And Parrott's going to be one of the tougher matchups that we'll see all season long just because he's so dynamic of an athlete. So we've just got to make it as difficult as we can for him. We've got to make him defend on the when we're on the offensive end.
This is a team that can shoot the three. Statistically, they don't show very much from the three-point line. They do a lot of work inside.
Oh, they do. But I think, you know, they just score it at the rim more than they just kind of post you up. You know, there's not as much of a post game as they do. Just drive it and get to the paint. And if they do miss it, they've got rebounders. They're able to put it in. But, no, they're not a team in the last couple of years that's been able to just back you down with their back to the basket and score over the top of you. Not that they don't have that capability, but that's not really, you know, who they are. They've got to do a better job in transition, or they've done a better job in transition. They've done a better job shooting the ball off the dribble drive stuff, and then with their ball screen actions, they've had an opportunity to really create some mismatches depending on how you guard it.
So anytime you drop a home conference game, it's vital and important to maybe get one back on the road. And tonight, probably an important game to maybe steal one back.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is a game, you know, it's not nearly as far a travel as maybe you would get when you get to the northern part of our league. It's a game that, you know, at least our kids are pretty familiar with. The players that are on the other team, you know, maybe more so than you would a Dakota Wesleyan or a Dort, just because, you know, these guys have played high school basketball against one another. They play all summer against one another. So I think the familiarity is a little bit more relevant when you play a Nebraska GPAC school than it is somebody out of state. So that's a good factor. But I think most importantly, you know, we've just got to get kind of that chip on our shoulder back that we played those first five games with. And I think if we can do that, Mike, there's nobody in this league that, you know, I just wake up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night about anymore, you know, maybe like there was in years past. But, you know, there's not a game or a team on our schedule where, you know, you can just walk in the gym and win it either. So, you know, our kids are going to have to make sure that our focus is the same kind of focus and intensity as it was the first part of the year. And that's the most frustrating thing. You know, we're not going to go undefeated. You kind of understand that coming into the year, but it's not necessarily that we lost on Saturday night. It's how we lost on Saturday. So we just got to get that taste out of our mouth.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Midland University Events Center. Bracker Court here tonight as we get sent for the men's contest between Hastings and Midland. Hastings coming in a record of 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Broncos 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after losing to Morningside on Saturday, 88-75. Midland coming in a record of 1 win and 2 losses. They are 0-1 in the conference after dropping one to Northwestern on Saturday by the score of 88-85. Midland opened up this season by losing a double overtime ball game to Park University by the score of 74-73. This team actually played the Nebraska Cornhuskers in an exhibition game back on November the 7th and lost to the Huskers by the score of 68-40. Midland also picking up a win over Johnson and Wales University by the score of 82-67 before losing to Northwestern on Saturday, 88-85. Their leading scorer is a good one. We talked about it during the pregame show, James Parrott. Parrott is averaging 21 points and 3.7 rebounds per game, scored 23 in the ballgame against Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Let's also talk about Jerome Vaughn, He's our big boy inside. Vaughn is averaging 14.7 points and 11.7 rebounds per game. He is number one in the nation in offensive rebounds per game heading into this contest here tonight. Midland is a team that is averaging 80 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 76.3 on the defensive end. Midland is hitting 47% of their field goal tries so far this year, only 29% from three-point territory, 54% from the free throw line, and they're out-rebounding their opponents by 5, 37-32. Midland averaging only 11 turnovers per ball game by forcing 15 on the other end. Hastings College coming in, averaging 75 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 65.8 on the defensive end. Hastings is shooting the ball pretty well here this year, hitting 51% of their field goal tries, 44% from three-point territory, 73% from the free throw line. The Broncos out-rebound their opponents 31-28. Hastings averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. They're forcing 20 on the opposite end. The leading scorer for Hastings so far has been Brady Lohman and Dane Bacon. Lohman is averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon is averaging 14.7 points and 1.7 rebounds per ball game. That's the way this one lines up here tonight. Hastings College trying to get back on the winning track after winning their first 5 games, then coming back and losing to Morningside on Saturday afternoon by the score of 88-75. Okay, if you're just joining us in the women's ball game earlier tonight, Hastings College held on for a 55-51 win over Midland University here tonight. Chelsea Morton and Brittany Wong scored 19 points apiece to face the Broncos in the win earlier. So Hastings wins their first GPAC game of the year as they beat Midland tonight by a score of 55-51. Rest of the games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for women's basketball are all final now. Morningside has beaten Northwestern in that showdown in Orange City tonight. Morningside picking up a win over the Red Raiders by the score of 72-70. Number one ranked Concordia winners by 30 over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in Lincoln by the score of 91-61. Hastings College surviving over Midland tonight, 55-51. Mount Marty beat Dort by the same score, 55-51. And it was Briar Cliff over Doan by the score of 73-67. There's a non-conference game going on tonight in Mitchell, South Dakota, Presbyterian College in Dakota Wesleyan. They've still got 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play in that ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan all over Presbyterian College tonight. The score is 75-31. Sneaking up on game time of our men's contest here tonight. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll check the starting lineups right after this.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
And the road.
singer of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight. Men's game between Hastings College and Midland. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Alex Thayer tonight, 5'11" sophomore out of Superior, Nebraska. Thayer is averaging 4.7 points, 2.2 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" junior out of Elba, Nebraska, averaging 2.7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 14.7 points, 1.7 rebounds. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" senior out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 10 points and 5.7 rebounds per ball game. The Broncos coached by Lance Creech. Midland University will go with Ben Emig tonight, a 5'11" junior out of Omaha. Emig is averaging 10 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. James Parrott, 6'2" wing player out of Omaha. He's a senior, averaging 21 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Galen Gulley is a 5'7" sophomore out of Omaha. He is averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds per game. Jerome Vaughn is a 6'3" senior out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Vaughn is averaging 14.7 points and 11.7 rebounds per game. And then Trace Murray is the other starter. He's a 6'7", big body inside, 232-pounder, a junior out of Columbus. Murray is averaging 4.7 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Midland is coached by Todd Eisner, now in his second season here in Fremont. So it's Hastings in Midland here tonight. Your starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Broncos are going to be dressed in their crimson road uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Midland are going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and the orange. Hastings 5-1 in the season. Midland 1-2. Both teams 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we get set to go here tonight in men's college basketball, Hastings and Midland here this evening. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. The ball is in the air, and Midland's going to control the opening tap. Warriors will come back quickly with the ball. This is a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They're averaging 80 points per ball game. They go right to work inside to Parrott. Parrott can't put up a shot. They give it to a Jerome Vaughn. Now to Parrott in the corner. He drives it. Dishes off in the lane as they get it to Murray. Back outside on the wing. A three-pointer put up and in. Galen Gulley scoring on a three-pointer from the right wing, and Midland is out on top of Hastings by the score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Broncos come back. Alex Thayer has got the ball, has it tipped into the backcourt. Now here's a turnover. It's going to be picked up here by Midland as they drive it back the other way. That's Gulley. A shot no good. Offensive rebound, Parrott, and a foul is going to be called. So Hastings turns the ball away on their opening possession in the ball game. The Broncos have been averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. They turn it over on their first possession. Now they commit the personal foul. Back the other way, Brent Wells picks up his first foul. First team foul on the Broncos, and going to the free throw line will be James Parrott. We'll hear a lot from him tonight. Parrott getting 21 points per ball game. His first free throw is up there and in. One thing he does not do well, and that's shoot free throws. He was just 2 out of 10 coming in here. However, he hits his first one here tonight. Here's the second one by Parrott. It's up there. It's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound comes down in the lane, though, to Jerome Vaughn, the number one rebounder offensively in the nation. Midland is out to a 4-0 lead over Hastings College. Goalie has got the ball. Comes across the top down to Jerome Vaughn. Over on the wing on the left side to Parrott. Bounce pass goes inside to Vaughn. Traveling violation. Jerome Vaughn trying to put a move on inside to Jake Marvin and turns the ball away. 4-0 is the score. Midland is out on top of Hastings in men's college basketball tonight. Warriors will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Alex Thayer. Gets the ball in the offensive zone. With the basketball there for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Comes over here to a Brady Woolman. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Wells has got the ball. Wells brings her out on top to Woolman again. Out to Alex Thayer on the dribble. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Brent Wells as the pass deflected out of bounds. Over here defensively was Ben Emig for Midland. Hastings will inbound off of the near sideline. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Broncos are trailing early in this ballgame, 4-0. Brady Lohman with the ball for Hastings. Circles around, takes it inside the free throw circle. Dishes off to Bacon. Three-pointer put up there and in. Dane Bacon, an off-balance three-pointer from the left sideline right in front of the Midland bench. And the Broncos are on the board 4-3. Hastings trailing by one here in the ball game. Here comes Midland back with the ball. This is a Galen Goley with it now. Guarded out there by Alex Thayer. The product out of the Superior. Driving for the hole. There's a shot up there and in. Galen Goley scoring there for Midland. He's got a three and a two so far in the ball game. And it's now a 6-3 ball game in favor of Midland. Hastings back with the ball. Jake Marvin has got it. Marvin dribbles once, moves it down in the corner. That's a Brady Wolman with it now. Brady Wolman dribbling with the ball, moves to his left, gets it out to the top of the key. Brent Wells, there's a pass underneath the bucket. His shot is up and in. Wells gets the assist. Brady Lohman gets the field goal, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point. 6-5 is the score. Here's Ben Emig with the ball. Emig gets the ball to a Goley. Goley moves it over to a Ben Emig. Flips it now, top of the key to a Murray. Murray over to Goley here on the near sideline. Out on top, that's going to be Jerome Vaughn. Works the ball inside to a Trace Murray with his back to the basket. Now a three-second violation. Murray was trapped in the lane there. Good defense by the Broncos. Marvin all over him. A three-second violation on Midland. Second turnover on the Warriors here in the ballgame. Hastings can come back and grab the lead right here. Midland 6, Hastings College 5. Men's College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos shooting to our basket to our right. They've got the ball. Brady Wolman on the wing. The deep wing moves it down in the corner to Brent Wells. Takes off, dribbles into the lane, twisting and turning. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling to play. Brent Wells, the former tight end for the Nebraska football team, taking the ball right to the hole there. Draws the personal foul. The personal is going to go on Midland's Jerome Bond. That's going to be his first. Now Brent Wells goes to the free throw line. Wells is averaging 2.7 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. 57% foul shooter, and his shot is up there and in. Hastings comes back to tie the score now at 6 points apiece. As Brent Wells will toe the mark for his second of two free throws. 17:06 to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there is good. So Wells gives the Broncos the lead. Hastings 7, Midland 6. First lead of the ball game for Hastings College, and it comes at the 17:04 mark. Here comes Bond back the other way to Parrott right in front of the Bronco bench. Comes out the goalie. Swings the left side now to Ben Emig. Emig is double teamed. Jump pass out on top to Murray. Murray now to Goley on the wing on the right side. He's double teamed. Comes out to Vaughn, top of the key. Now to Goley again. Picked up by Alex there. Galen Goley takes it down on the baseline. A short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's ducked on a play. And a foul is going to be called on Wells. Goley went to the seat of his pants there, and Wells picks up his second personal foul. That's team foul number two on the Broncos. And Galen Goley will go to the free throw line again for Midland. Goley has got 3 points in the ball game, 75% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. That one hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. End of the ball game now is going to be Kiefer Musel now for Midland, replacing Trace Murray. So Kiefer Musel is in the ball game, a 6'4" freshman out of Lincoln. Second shot is up there. It is good. Goley hits a pair, and Midland is back out on top by a score of 8-7. Hastings with the ball. Alex Thayer. Comes to a Brady Lohman here on the near sideline. Midland in a man-to-man defense. Alex there on the near side. Whistle away from all the action. Foul called. I think Jerome Bond is going to be the guilty party again. That's the case. Jerome Bond picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Warriors. Off of the warm-up and coming into the ball game now is via Ben Kenobi. Kenobi into the ball game now. A 6'5" senior out of West Point, Nebraska. Going to replace Bond with two personal fouls. Broncos play it in. There's a shot no good by Bacon. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lena goes down in the corner. And a three-pointer put up there and in by Dane Bacon. That's his second tray here in this first half. Hastings out on top now by a score of 10-8. So Zach Lena now in the ball game for Hastings College. Got that last offensive board. Broncos have a two-point lead, 10-8. James Parrott with the ball. Deep wing left side. Moves it down in the corner. With the basketball down there is Kenobi. To Ben Emig. Now the goalie right in front of the Bronco bench. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Musel with the ball. Good defense by Lena. Not a goalie. They work the ball around to the left side again. James Parrott with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles and a personal foul here on Hastings. Parrott trying to drive the ball inside, and a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Brady Wolman. That's going to be his first, the 13th foul on the Broncos. It'll be Midland playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Goalie comes out here to Ben Emig. Comes across the top down to James Parrott. Deep wing on the right side. Now to Galen Goalie. Back to the left side. Ben Emig with the ball. Down in the corner, there's Musel. His long-range jumper is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Parrott. Nice pass. It's going to be deflected away from Kenobi, and Hastings has the ball. And then the Broncos lose the ball out of bounds. Alex Thayer came down with it there for Hastings and then lost the ball out of bounds. Second turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Midland has got two. Broncos have a 10-8 lead over Midland here early in the ball game. 15:36 to play in the first half. Hastings won the women's ball game tonight by a score of 55-51. Goalie will play things in. Emig now to Parrott. Deep wing right side. Drives the ball toward the rack and contact made again. Another foul is going to be called. Another foul called here on Hastings. That's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first foul, the fourth teamer. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn is going to come in for Jake Marvin. So Flynn into the ball game now. A 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. 10-8. The Broncos still have a 2-point lead. James Parrott with the ball here for Midland. Nice pass down in the corner. Musel drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Kiefer Musel drives the ball toward the hoop and scores. And we're now tied up at 10 points apiece. And now we've got a foul here on backcourt. It's going to go on Galen Goey. Goey picks up his first personal foul here from Midland. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors. Broncos bringing the ball up there, and Goey gets hit with a personal foul. So Hastings will play it in here on the near sideline. 15-21 to play first half. Hastings 10, Midland 10. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. He brings it up against Goey. Left-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Goes over to Zach Lena. Lena dribbles once, now fires up a long-range jumper. His shot no good. He's going to be fouled into play. Coming out to nick him on the arm was a Kiefer Musel. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. That's going to send Zach Lena to the free throw line for Hastings. Broncos are a pretty good foul-shooting team. They're hitting 73% of their foul shots this year, 51% from the field, and 44% from three-point territory. Shot from the free throw line by Zach Lena is up and in. Zach himself is an 84% foul shooter. He's now 17 out of 20 from the free throw line. Hastings has a 1-point lead, 11-10 over Midland. There comes the second shot. It's up there. That one is good. Hits bottom. Zach Lena now with 2 points in the ball game. Hastings has a 2-point lead. It is 12-10 in this first half of play. Midland coming back quickly with the ball. Galen Goey drives it down the left side of the lane to Parrott. He jams it home. James Parrott with a jam. Goey gets the assist. And we're tied up at 12 points apiece. They're at the Midland University Event Center in Fremont. Alex Thayer with the ball. Works it inside to Bacon. His shot's going to be blocked down by Emig. And the ball is recovered here by Ben Kenobi. Gets it away to Emig. Now into the forecourt to Goey. Goey goes to Kenobi. Kenobi moves it over in the deep wing. Right side to Ben Emig. He drives the ball. Penetrates inside. Falls down with the ball as he throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. But a foul is called on Hastings. It's been a foul fest so far. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. So we've had 9 fouls called between the two teams. They have not yet played 6 minutes here in the ballgame. Ben Emig will go to the free throw line now for Midland. He's an 83% foul shooter. Emig looks at the bucket. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Ben Emig scored 18 points on Saturday when Midland lost to Northwestern 88-85. Kenobi chucks out of the ballgame now for Midland. End of the ballgame is going to be Jalen Heaser. Heaser checking in. Now coming in for Hastings will be Jake Hamburger, and going out will be Brady Lohman. 13-12 is the score. Midland has got a 1-point lead over Hastings. 14 minutes and 36 seconds to play. First half, Emig's second free throw is up there. That one is good. So Emig 2 of 2 on free throws. Midland back out to a 2-point lead. 14-12 as these two teams continue to trade baskets here in the early portion of this ball game. Carson Bloom also into the ball game for Hastings. He's got the ball, not a Hamburger. Over to Zach Lena, looking for penetration, stops at the free throw line, goes down left side of the lane. Dylan Flynn, his shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is loose, picked up by Lena. Lena gets the ball to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Lena had the rebound. He lost it. Now to Parrott. Parrott brings it back 1-on-3 against Hastings. We got a double dribble violation on Parrott. Parrott was leading the break back the other way. That's going to be the third turnover now on Midland in the ballgame. And now checking into the contest for Midland is going to be Avery Langford. So Avery Langford is now into the ball game. He's a sophomore, 6-footer out of Omaha. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-12. Here's Zach Lena deep in the corner left side. Another whistle inside. And this is going to go on Midland. And this one is going to go on Jalen Heaser. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get her down the deep wing left side, and his shot is up and in. Another three-pointer. That's Dane Bacon. Bacon has 3 three-pointers in the first half of play. Hastings College now leading by a score of 15-14. 13 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half from Fremont here tonight. Avery Langford has got the ball out to a Heaser out here in 3 points territory. Now to goalie in front of the Bronco bench. Out on top to Dylan Travis, who's into the ball game now for Midland. Travis throws it to the far sideline. That's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to take it over there to Kiefer Musel, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Midland will play things in right in front of the Hastings bench with 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Avery Langford will play things in. Langford gets it out here to goalie. He drives the ball all the way to the hoop. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Falls off of the front lip, and the rebound comes down to Lena. Outlet pass comes to Bacon. Bacon gets the ball on the forecourt. Now to Carson Bloom. He fires one up. Now to Dane Bacon. A three-pointer is no good, and the rebound comes down to a Heaser. Heaser gets it into the hands now of Galen Goley into the forecourt. Here's Dylan Travis. Out to Langford. Back inside. Driving, shooting, and missing is Kiefer Musel, but he's fouling the play as he goes tumbling out of bounds. So Kiefer Musel will go to the free throw line. He was fouled into play there by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul in Flynn. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. 13 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 15-14. Kiefer Musel to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Kiefer Musel is a 60% foul shooter coming in here, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Kiefer Musel, second free throw is up there. It's good, so he hits a couple of free throws, and Midland has got the lead again. Midland 16, Hastings 15. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Here's Dylan Flynn on the high post. Flynn moves it over there. On the left side is Zach Lena. Now to Jake Hamburger. Bounce pass now to Zach Lena again to the free throw line. Flynn, one-hander down the lane. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn, a little leaner down the lane there. That's his first field goal. Hastings with a 17-16 advantage now over Midland. There's a Galen goalie with the ball. He walks it across the midcourt stripe with a right-handed dribble. Picked up there defensively by Carson Bloom, the freshman out of Minden for Hastings College. There's a key from Musel, now to Avery Langford. Langford takes the ball to the free throw line. Back outside a three-pointer by Heaser. It's off the mark, no good. Ball poked out of bounds. Hastings ball. Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball has won tonight in a non-conference game. As Dakota Wesleyan beats Presentation College tonight by a score of 89-38. That should be 89-38 over Presentation College. Hastings College with the ball as they work it inside down to Dylan Flynn. He's going to be fouled into play. I got one score sheet that says Presbyterian College, the other one Presentation College. We'll go with the Presentation College up there in South Dakota. Nevertheless, Dakota Wesleyan wins in women's college basketball. 17-16 is the score. Hastings with a lead here. Here's Dylan Flynn at the free throw line. His shot good. Flynn, a 53% foul shooter. Hastings now with a 2-point lead, 18-16. We're down to 12 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Next one is up there. It's good by Dylan Flynn. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a 19-16 advantage. Biggest lead for Hastings here in this first half. Dylan Travis with the ball now from Midland. Comes over here on the near sideline to Emig. Back out to Travis. Behind the screen, Dylan Travis looking to drive the ball inside, and he falls down with it there, but a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A foul here is going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his second. 17 fouls now at Hastings. Midland has got 6, so 13 fouls have been called here. And now Flynn is going to come out back into the ball game for Hastings. Is going to be Brady Lohman. Going to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Dylan Travis, a 60% foul shooter. He's not been there so far tonight. Shot is up there. He misses on the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Lena gets the board. Whoops it away now to Carson Bloom as he brings the ball up the floor here for Hastings. Jump pass goes on the high post. That's a Jake Hamburg with the ball. Now to Carson Bloom. His passing going to be deflected. The ball brought down by Dylan Travis. He drives the ball toward the hole, and he's fouling the play. Hastings turns away for the third time here tonight as Dylan Travis goes tumbling out of bounds. And the foul is going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. So that's three turnovers now in Hastings as Dylan Travis will go back to the free throw line here from Midland. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings is out on top by a score of 19-16. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Travis. He'll get one more. James Parrott comes back into the ball game now for Midland. Going out is going to be Avery Langford. 19-17, Hastings by two. Here's the next one is good by Dylan Travis as he hits both free throws. Back into the ball game now is going to be Galen Goey. 19-18, Hastings with a one-point lead. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom goes to a Dane Bacon out here in three-point territory. Down a Hamburger on the deep wing. Top of the key, Brady Lohman moves it over on the wing on the left side to Carson Bloom. Now to Lohman. Dribble penetration. Pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. Shots off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Kiefer Musel. Hands it away now to Goey. Goey down the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. As a Galen Goey will set things up. Bounce pass over there to Parrott and got a foul called. Right in his face was a Carson Bloom right in front of Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And Carson Bloom commits the personal foul. That's his second. That's going to send Parrott to the free throw line here for Midland. Trace Murray comes back into the ball game now for Midland. Going out is going to be Kiefer Musel. Hastings 19, Midland 18. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be short by Parrott. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Hamburger with the rebound. Gets it away to Carson Bloom. Now to Brady Woolman. Hustles into the forecourt down the left sideline. Woolman gets it to Hamburger. Now to Dane Bacon, who's hit three 3-pointers so far here in this first half. Woman on the baseline, fakes it. Here's a bounce pass that can be deflected out of bounds. Trace Murray gets his hands on it there for Midland. Hastings College will play it in. 19 seconds left in the shot clock. 10:43 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top, 19-18. Woman comes way out on top to Bacon out near the midcourt stripe. Brings it back to Woman. On the near sideline, now to Hamburger. To Dane Bacon out here beyond the three-point arc. Over to Carson Bloom. Cross-court pass comes to Woman. Dribble penetration. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Goey. Galen Goey runs it back the other way. 3-on-3. Goey gets the ball off of the fingertips of Murray out of bounds. Leading the break, and Trace Murray couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on Midland. Hastings will play things in backcourt with 10:24 to play in the first half. Hastings 19, Midland 18. There's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom, bounce pass comes on the near side. That's going to be Dane Bacon. Works it inside to Zach Lena. Now wide open in the corner. Carson Bloom, a shot around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound, Woolman, he's fouling the play. That one halfway down by Carson Bloom and falls out of there. But fortunately enough for Hastings, Woolman got the rebound and he was hacked on the arm. The foul is going to go on the Galen Goey. That's going to be his second. Back into the ball game now from Midland will be Dylan Travis. Goey will go to the bench. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Woolman. 87% foul shooter on the season. He's 21 out of 24 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hits the front iron and gets the backspin down through the hole. Woolman, one of the best foul shooters in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the nation. He's averaging 15 points per ball game. Woolman's next free throw is up there. That one is good. Hastings now with a three-point lead again, 21-18. That's been their biggest lead of this first half. Here's a Dylan Travis with the ball. He brings it up now against a Woolman. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. Emig has got the ball. Dribbles once. Comes out of the three-point territory again to Heiser. Heiser now to Parrott. Two-handed pass down in the corner to a Dylan Travis as he holds the ball. Now drives it against Hamburger. Dishes off in the lane. The ball's going to be deflected. And it's brought down by Hamburger. Runs her back the other way. Dane Bacon goes for the hole. His shot is going to be no good. And the ball is going to be rebounded here by Heiser. So Hastings forces the turnover but could not convert at the other end. Here comes a Ben Emig back with the ball now. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over here to Dylan Travis on the wing. Tries to drive it. Can't do it there against Carson Bloom. Gives the ball away. Here's a jumper by Parrott. No good. And the rebound comes down to Woolman of Hastings. Gets it away now to Carson Bloom. Hustles into the forecourt. Moves around a defender. Goes for the hole. His shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected. Ball brought down by Heiser. And now we got a timeout called here as Midland was working their way back up the floor. Todd Eisner wants to call a timeout. 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 21, Midland 18.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of Midland tonight, 21-18. The men's college play halfway through this first half. Approaching the 9-minute mark. Here's Midland back on the offensive attack. Emick back outside the ring to Kiefer Musil. He knocks down a tray. Kiefer Musil now has 7 points in the ball game. Midland has come back to tie up the score at 21 points apiece on the 3-pointer by Kiefer Musil. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Broncos 5-1 in the season. Midland coming in 1-2. This team played the Nebraska Cornhuskers in an exhibition game earlier this year. Lost by 28 points. There's a Carson Bloom. He works the ball inside, and we've got a jump ball called. Bloom getting it inside of Zach Lena, but he's immediately tied up on the play there by Jalen Heiser as those guys fight it out. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will inbound the ball this time underneath their own basket. They've got 17 seconds left in the shot clock, 8:37 to play here in the first half. If Hastings will inbound the ball, they get it to a Bacon on the far side, now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back there to Dane Bacon, back to Jake on the baseline. Two-handed pass back on top. Woolman for three. Shot is up there. Ronald's off. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose, and Parrott comes down with it. Parrott brings it back one-on-one now as he drives the ball against Woolman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is poked out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touch there by Dylan Travis. So a great job by Brady Woolman as he went one-on-one with James Parrott of Midland. Good defense there by Woolman, and the ball was deflected out of bounds on the rebound. So Hastings will play things in. No damage done there. We're still tied up at 21 points apiece. Loman comes back offensively now for the Broncos. Comes into the forecourt. Comes over here to Bacon on the right side. To Jake Hamburger. Now left sideline as they get it over there to Carson Bloom. Back outside to Hamburger. Long pass inside to Zach Lena. His shot's up and in, and he's fouling the play. Zach Lena gets the field goal on the assist from Jake Hamburger. And Lena will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is whistled here on Kiefer Musil. That's going to be his second. So Zach Lena to the free throw line. He's got 4 points now in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Ben Kenobi comes back into the ball game now for Midland University. Lena to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Lena now 3-of-3 from the stripe tonight. Hastings back out to a 3-point lead, 24-21. Kenobi inbounds the ball here to a Dylan Travis down the near sideline. Gets away from Woolman, and he falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Carson Bloom. Now to Brady Woolman. Into the forecourt, drives the left side of the lane, puts up a little 10-footer. It's up and in. Brady Woolman scores on the Midland turnover. The Warriors have now turned the ball over 6 times. Hastings now with a 5-point lead, 26-21. The Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. There's a Dylan Travis with the ball. Now to Parrott. Parrott out here in 3-point territory. Swings it left side to Ben Emig. Emig down in the corner to Dylan Travis. He holds the ball. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his right. Man-to-man defense here for the Broncos. Parrott with the ball. Top of the key. Drives the ball. Gives it up down in the corner. Now returns it back in the wing. Dylan Travis has got it. Travis takes it down in the baseline. Goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Dylan Travis with his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points in the contest. 26-23. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Dane Bacon comes over here to a Brady Woolman. Woolman gets away from traffic, gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Now to Dane for three. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Dane Bacon with 4 3-pointers here in the first half. He's got 12 points. Hastings out on top by 6 points. 29-23 with 6:47 to play here in this first half. Dylan Travis with the ball. Now to Ben Emig. His shot for three. No good. Rebound loose in the lane is brought down there by Carson Bloom. He leads the break back the other way. The ball deflected by Parrott. It's picked up here by Carson Bloom. So Hastings keeps the ball alive. And now there's a pass out on top to Hamburger as he resets the offense here for the Broncos. Goes over to Bacon on the far sideline. Bacon down to Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbles the ball to the top of the key to Hamburger. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Had the rebound. Lost it. Nice play down to the baseline as Hamburger knocks it off of the ankle of Heiser. But we got Hamburger being out of bounds. Hamburger followed his shot and then deflected the ball off of the ankle of Jalen Heiser. But Heiser and Hamburger were both out of bounds. So it'll be a Midland's ball as they were playing things in. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Midland 23.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College with a lead here over Midland, 29-23, 6:16 to play here in the first half. Hastings College women earlier tonight held off Midland by a score of 55-51. Hastings wins despite shooting 30.2% from the field tonight and 9% from three-point territory. Hastings wins 55-51. Chelsea Morton and Brittany Wong, the only two players in double figures for the Broncos with 19 points apiece. Hastings improves at 3-4 on the season, now 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play on Friday and Saturday in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 29-23 is the score. The Broncos have a 6-point lead here in the men's ball game. Here comes Midland. Back the other way, Ben Kenobi has got the ball. The James Parrott double team to the wing on the left side. Sends it back out here to Ben Emig, down to the far sideline. They get it to Avery Langford, who's back into the ball game, and now it's deflected out of his hands, out of bounds. Avery Langford will play things in. To Dylan Travis. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Travis brings it over here. Avery Langford gets it down in the baseline to Parrott, twisting and turning into his shot is up and in. James Parrott now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Warriors are back to within 4 points now at 29-24. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Brady Woolman. Woolman back into the offensive zone. Over here to Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game, the product out of Superior. Here's a Jake Hamburger, moves it down in the corner to Woolman. Now to Dane Bacon. To Jake fakes the three, goes over to Woolman. He'll crank up the tray. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Thayer had to rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland's ball. 5:22 to play here in the first half. Hastings 29, Midland 25. Now the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. Midland plays it in. Dylan Travis down the near sideline, cuts it to the center of the floor, now throws the ball away. Was it deflected? Yes. The officials look at one another and they give the ball to Midland. It was deflected out of bounds there by the Bronco D. Midland will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dylan Travis, the key things in, does so to Avery Langford. Out on the wing to Parrott, open for three, takes the shot and buries it. Boy, you can't leave him open. James Parrott knocks down the tray. He's now got 10 points here in the first half. Midland back to within 1 point, 29-28. Hastings with the ball. With it is going to be a Brady Woolman. Bounce pass down in the corner to Bacon, and now we've got a whistle away from the action in the paint there. It's going to go on Hastings. The Broncos committing an offensive foul there, and it's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. Hastings will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Midland is now within 1 point, 29-28. Warriors have the ball. Emig down the near sideline. Trapp gets the ball away. Avery Langford has got it. Langford trying to penetrate. Comes over here to James Parrott on the deep wing. Gets it to the free throw line. And Kenobi is passed down the left side of the lane. It's going to be deflected. A turnover on Midland as Hastings comes up with it. Lohman gets the ball now to Dane Bacon. To the near sideline, Alex Thayer works the ball inside. Here's a shot taken by Hamburger. He's nailed in the play. And there's a foul there on Midland, and Jake Hamburger is slow in getting up. Hamburger got the ball just to the right of the basket, and he was nailed on the play. Hamburger is back on his feet. Kenobi picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hamburger tries to walk that one off as he hit the deck hard just to the right of the basket. Hamburger goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. He has not scored so far tonight. Had a good outing on Saturday. Had 10 points in a reserve role, and that's a ball game over Morningside. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Hamburger. He is now 8 out of 10 from the free throw line this season. Hamburger will have one more. That gives Hastings a 2-point lead, 30-28. End of the ball game. Carson Bloom now for Hastings. Going to the bench will be Dane Bacon. Jake Hamburger back to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is good. Barely rattles the net there. Hamburger hits a pair, and the Bronco lead is back up to 3 points at 31-28. There's a Dylan Travis with the ball. Travis dribbling with it, has problems with it. It goes out of bounds and a turnover here in backcourt on Midland. Back here is Alex Thayer defensively, but not putting a whole lot of pressure on him. He just lost the ball out of bounds. That's the eighth turnover on Midland here in the first half of play. Down to the scorers table, checking in again for Midland. There's going to be Jordan Flynn. So Jordan Flynn is now into the ball game for Midland. 6'2" sophomore out of Blair, Nebraska. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 31-28. Broncos on the ball. Hamburger on the deep wing, left side. Comes out between the circles now to Brady Woolman. Now to Hamburger again. There's Alex Thayer. Brings it back to Jake. Bombs it inside. Lena grabs the ball. He goes up, and the shot is going to be no good, and he fouled into play. Lena was having problems controlling the pass there. He was surrounded by Warriors, but then he draws the personal foul. Now Zach will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul goes on Jordan Flynn. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 10 on the Warriors. Zach Lena to the free throw line. He has scored 5 points so far in this ball game. Lena's shot is up there, and the shot good. He is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Zach Lena will have one more. Lena is another guy who came off of the bench on Saturday and produced some offense as he scored 11 points against the Mustangs. It wasn't enough as Hastings lost 88-75. Next shot is up there. It's good by Zach Lena. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game now for Hastings. Marvin comes in. Zach Lena will go to the bench. Hastings down with a 5-point lead again at 33-28. Broncos led by as many as 6 points here in the first half. That was at 29-23. There's a Ben Emig with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Hastings still in the man-to-man. James Parrott now. Deep wing left side picked up by Lohman. Out on top, driving the ball toward the rack. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Avery Langford. And the rebound there by Jake Marvin. Gets it away to Brady Lohman into the forecourt now. Alex there. Right side. Carson Bloom open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Carson Bloom hits a three-pointer there for Hastings. And the Broncos now have an 8-point lead. 36-28. And a big 3-point field goal by Carson Bloom, the freshman out of Minden. Here's Parrott back the other way. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound Jake Hamburger. Outlet pass here to Carson Bloom into the forecourt now. Alex Thayer drives the baseline. His shot up and in. Alex Thayer scores a nice break. Good job on the transition. Hastings has built a 10-point lead and a timeout from Midland. We've got 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings 38, Midland 28.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of the scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight at halftime. Northwestern is leading Morningside 56-41. Also at halftime, it is Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Concordia tonight in Lincoln. The score is 29-22. Hastings leading by 10 points here, 38-28 over Midland University. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of the first 10, 12 minutes of this ball game. Hastings has now opened up a 10-point lead. The Broncos have played pretty well in the last couple of minutes. Zach Lena has got 7 points in the ball game. Dane Bacon is leading the way. He's got 12 points as Bacon has hit 4 3-pointers so far in the ball game. James Parrott has got 10 points to lead Midland. Warriors have turned the ball over 8 times so far here in this first half. Hastings with only 3 turnovers. Hastings has built a 10-point lead, 38-28. Ben Emig down the right sideline, double teamed as it brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Avery Langford. They work it back around, deep in the left corner and the left side. That's a Jordan Flynn who's back into the ball game. Back outside to Emig. Gives it away to Flynn. Flynn down to Ben Emig. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top, here's a Parrott driving the ball against Thayer, and he draws a personal foul. Alex Thayer draws the foul. That's going to be his first. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here in this first half of play. So James Parrott will go to the free throw line here for Midland. Parrott is a senior, 175-pounder out of Omaha. His shot is up there. It's no good. As good as Parrott is, he cannot shoot free throws very well. He's just 1 out of 4 here tonight. That makes him 3 out of 14 for the season. Next one is up there. That one is short. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball. The rebound there by Carson Bloom. Bloom under the forecourt. Now to Alex Thayer. Back to Bloom in the lane. Gives it away to Brady Woolman on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner again to Bloom. Now to Woolman. Right sideline. Midland into man-to-man defense. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Hamburger has got the ball. Carson Bloom. Now to Marvin. Pass to the near sideline to Brady Woolman. Back outside to Hamburger. Bombs it inside to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Marvin gets his first bucket of the ball game, and Hastings has built a 12-point lead. 40-28 over Midland here in the first half. Ben Emig with the ball. Emig behind the screen. Picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Comes to the near side to Heiser. Heiser puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Ben Emig. He picks up the dribble. Goes down in the corner. And now we got a foul call as they get the ball to Jordan Flynn, who is going to take off toward the basket there on the baseline. And a foul is called on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be the third foul on Carson Bloom. So Jordan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for the Midland University Warriors. Jordan Flynn's free throw is up there. That one rattles home. It's good. That's his first point of the basketball game. Carson Bloom is going to check out. Here comes Dane Bacon back into the ball game now for Hastings. 40-29. Hastings with an 11-point lead. As a Jordan Flynn will have one more here. The sophomore out of Blair, Nebraska. His shot is up there. It's good. So he nails a couple of free throws. Now into the ball game is Trace Murray for Midland. Going on is going to be Jordan Flynn. 2 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by 10 points at 40-30. Broncos have the ball coming back offensively. Here's a Brady Woolman, right-handed dribble. Comes to the near side. That's Alex Thayer with it now. To Hamburger, two-handed pass to the near sideline. To Woolman. To Alex Thayer, top of the key, over to Hamburger. 4-3, his shot is up there. It's off of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Parrott. Parrott gets the ball now to a Ben Emig. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Emig contact there with Alex Thayer. No foul called. Gets it into the hands now of Avery Langford. Langford sends it across the top. That is Emig with the ball picked up by Thayer. Now left side of the lane, that's Heiser. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down low as they get it to Murray. A pass back outside to Emig. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Gets it in the hands of Alex Thayer. Now to Woolman. Thayer to Dane Bacon. Right side to Woolman as he holds the ball. Woolman's going to dribble it. Takes it inside the free throw circle to Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Dane Bacon has hit 5 3-pointers in the first half of play. He's got 15 points in the ball game, and Hastings has a 13-point lead, 43-30. Dane Bacon cannot miss. Bacon, a 41% shooter from three-point territory this season, has nailed 5 here in the first half. Here's Avery Langford with the ball. Now to Heiser. Heiser moves over to Parrott. He drives the ball inside. Jump pass goes over to Murray, and his shot is up and in. Parrott gets the assist. Trace Murray gets the field goal, 43-32. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 30 seconds to play here in this first half. There's Alex Thayer, goes over to Woolman. Hastings will play for the final shot here in this first half. Jake Marvin gets it back out to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling with the ball out here near the 10-second line, takes it to the far sideline. Now to Bacon, the Woolman. Brady Woolman dribbles the ball to the free throw line. A pass down in the corner to Hamburger. A shot for 3 is no good. Rebound, Emig. With 7 seconds to play. Emig down the near sideline. Cuts for the hole. Drives it to the rack. His shot's going to be blocked down from Hamburger. And he follows on. It's up and in by Trace Murray. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Trace Murray gets the field goal to end the first half of play. Hastings College will have the lead at the break. The score at halftime, it is Hastings 43, Midland 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. At halftime, Hastings College has got the lead over Midland University. The score is 43-34. It was a nip and tuck, a seesaw battle throughout much of the early portion of this ball game. Tied up several times in the first couple of minutes. Neither team had more than a 2-3 point lead. We were tied up at 21 points apiece before Hastings went on a 5-0 run to go out on top 26-21. Hastings eventually went out on top 36-28. Led by 10 points for the first time, but 38-28. That was with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go. They've had as much as a 13-point lead here in the first half at 43-30. Right now the Broncos have a 43-34 advantage as Midland scores the final 4 points in that first half of play. Shooting numbers in the first half for Hastings College, they are hitting 48% from the field in the first 20 minutes as the Broncos have knocked down 12 out of 25 field goal attempts. Broncos are 6 out of 11 on three-pointers for 54%, and Hastings a perfect 13 of 13 from the free throw line in the first half. Midland is hitting 43.5%. They are 10 out of 23 from the field. Midland has knocked down 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%, and Midland is 11 out of 16 from the free throw line for 68%. Both teams have 15 rebounds here in the first half. Midland has got 5 on offense. Hastings has got 3 offensive boards. Hastings with 3 turnovers in the ball game, 1 block shot and 4 steals. Midland has got 9 turnovers. They have got 3 block shots and 2 steals here in the contest. The score is 43-34 at halftime. Hastings has got the lead. Scoring in this first half of play, Hastings is being led by Dane Bacon. Bacon has got 15 points here at the break. He has knocked down 5 out of 6 three-point field goal tries here in the first half. He's got 15 points. Zach Lina has got 7 points. He's got a field goal, and he is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Brady Lohman. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Carson Bloom has nailed a three-pointer here in the first half of play. Jake Hamburger, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points. Alex Thayer has got a field goal and 2 points. Brent Wells is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 2. Jake Marvin with 2 points and a field goal. And Dylan Flynn, he's got a field goal. And he is also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game for Hastings. The scoring for Midland in the first half, James Parrott is leading the way. He's got 9 points. He's got 1 3-pointer. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Parrott leading the way with 10. Kiefer Musel has got 7 points. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Galen Goley. He has got a 3-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Midland, Trace Murray has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Dylan Travis has got a field goal. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 4. Jordan Flynn is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. And Ben Emig, also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 2 points here in the basketball game. So Hastings College has got the lead at halftime. The score is 43-34. Again, in the first ball game, Hastings College beating Midland tonight by a score of 55-51. Brittany Wong and Chelsea Morton led the way for Hastings College. They each had 19 points in the basketball game. Hastings and Midland were tied up at 22 points apiece. Hastings fell behind by 9 points in the second half, but the Broncos come from 9 points down, and they beat Midland tonight by a score of 55-51. The Broncos now 3-4 in the season. They are 1-1. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Now stay tuned for the Scholar Athlete of the Week and Hastings College Spotlight as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. In just a minute, we'll name our Scholar Athlete.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is volleyball star Carissa Kinney. Carissa, a senior from Grand Island, Nebraska, majoring in exercise science with a 3.6 GPA. This season, she had 444 digs this year while helping the Broncos to a perfect 16-0 conference record and 28-4 overall. Hastings will play at the NAIA National Tournament beginning on November 27th, and this week, Carissa was named to the GPAC All-Conference second team. She's also been GPAC Libero of the Week 4 times, GPAC Honorable Mention back in 2011, and a 3-year starter for the Lady Broncos. In the classroom, she's been on the Dean's List for 3 years and is an FCA leader. Her hobbies include volleyball, reading, and disc golf. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Carissa Kinney. KHS Radio salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you as we are joined by the head coach of the Hastings College volleyball team, national tournament volleyball team, national tournament bound volleyball team, that is, the Hastings College Lady Broncos, Coach Matt Buttermore on the program with us. And Coach, first of all, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Tyson.
Coach, let's talk just first of all a little bit about this year's volleyball team. What a successful year, and this year, one of your first year as the head coach of the volleyball team. Obviously, quite an impressive start for you at Hastings College.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I knew we had some talent on the team before I even got here, and then once we started working on some things in the spring, I knew we'd have a national tournament team and a top 10 team. I didn't tell the girls that yet. I thought we had to earn that confidence on the court, but it's been a nice year, and the girls have really come through and made a lot of great decisions on and off the court that have led to their being successful this year.
Put it in perspective a little bit. An undefeated mark in conference play on the volleyball side of things, that's got to be one of the great achievements of the season so far.
Yeah, it's a tough conference. There's a lot of tough road matches and a lot of travel. And so it's a tribute to, again, what these girls are committed to. Attributed to our assistant coaches and the work they've done. Laura's done a great job with them in the weight room, keeping them strong all year and healthy. And so it's not easy to do that in this conference, even with a talented team. And so these girls have just been very consistent all year, very aggressive, and have really played with a lot of passion and energy.
You mentioned the passion, the energy, the consistency. What have been the biggest contributing factors, I guess, to this team's success?
Ooh, good players. when you have good players, it makes a lot of things easier, I guess. We have a lot of seniors. They have a lot of experience in the GPAC, so they know what to expect week in and week out. Putting them in a position to be successful, and they've really really come through. I feel like they've maybe left a little bit on the table the last couple of years with all the transition and some of the drama that's gone on, and I think they were really ready to commit to being a great team this year. And so that's been their commitment, their decision-making, and their leadership has really been a lot of what's been going on here.
And you really do kind of have to credit the players here in this situation because, your first year as the head coach, you're not quite sure what to expect, how the players are going to respond. Just talk about how they responded and how they adapted to your style.
Well, I think they're ready to be successful. Once we showed that what we were doing would help them win, I think that was a big deal. We took some time with them this spring, and you got to build that trust. I think is the biggest thing. You got to build trust through players that you have their best interests at heart, even though you might not make decisions they always agree with. And that was a big part of starting off the year and the spring and all those practices correctly. And then just building that trust. And then once things start to take shape on the court with some wins, or, we played a bunch of Division II teams last spring in a tournament and did pretty well there. And so those things kind of really start to spark some trust, some confidence, and you start to see that stuff. And it kind of steamrolls after a while. You put a lot of hard work in at the beginning, and you keep working hard, but a lot of it kind of steamrolls for you.
Once again, the Hastings College Broncos volleyball team, national tournament bound in the NAIA. Let's focus just for a few more minutes here on this national tournament. I think you're taking off Sunday, you told me. Talk maybe just a little bit about this national tournament, because as I understand it, it's not like your typical basketball or football. It's not a one-and-done scenario here.
No, it's actually kind of common in the international volleyball scene. It's definitely different than what you're normally used to in the NCAA. We have a pool play format. We have six pools of four, and you play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one match each day. And if you're top two in your pool, you move on to a single elimination bracket at that point. And if you're bottom two, you're done for the tournament. So it's a fun environment. You go up there, there's great volleyball going on all day for 3 days. You see a lot of the best teams in the country all in one place, so that's a pretty neat experience. And then you get a shot to go on and do some special things in the elimination bracket. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of grueling. You got only seven matches in 5 days if you go all the way, which is pretty taxing. But we're in good shape as a team, so we're ready for that load We'd welcome that load, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
As far as preparation is concerned for these volleyball games, obviously with pool play, you've got three matches, three straight days. There's not a lot of time to scout the other opponents. Kind of talk about how you game plan for these matches.
Well, throughout the year, we don't do a ton of game planning. We do have things we focus on, maybe two or three things every match. But we really want to be great on our side of the net, and that makes us tough to beat at all times. So, and we know one thing we do talk about is being ready to make some adjustments. So fair attacking of certain things. You never quite know where the other team is going to attack yet. So if they're working on one area of the court, then we need to be ready to make an adjustment and be flexible and make those adjustments, especially at the national tournament, which, as you pointed out, you really don't have a whole lot of time. You don't have a practice to where you can kind of run through those things. You just kind of have to make some adjustments on the fly.
They're undefeated. They are bound for the national tournament next week. Coach Matt Buttermore, our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. We will have the Hastings College volleyball games in the national tournament, their pool play games, and if they should advance past pool play, right here for you on the radio here on 1230 KHES. So, Coach, we appreciate the time this evening, and we wish you luck come national tournament play next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned for the second half, straight ahead, on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Midland University of Ben Center. As we come back here in the second half, Ben Emig is in a three-pointer for Midland. There's a three-pointer taken for Hastings and Jake Marvin, and the rebound comes down to the Warriors. So just underway here in the second half, 43-36 is the score now. Hastings with a seven-point lead as Emig opened up the second half on a quick three-pointer from the left corner. Here's the Midland back with the ball in their offensive zone. The Warriors shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Hastings is led by as many as 13 points here in the basketball game. Here's a Jerome Vaughn with the ball, drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin, and the ball's going to be recovered by Hastings. Marvin gets the block. Woolman comes out with the rebound for Hastings College. Goes to Dane Bacon, now to Woolman for three. His shot is up there. He hits it. Brady Woolman knocks down a tray. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead now at 46-36. Midland with the ball. That's going to be a James Parrott with it now to Galen Goley here on the right side. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Goley grinds the ball against the Dane Bacon, camping up a shot. Goley retreats back out here in the three-point territory to Emig, now to Parrott. His pass is going to be deflected. It goes ricocheting off of the glass and end up above the support there, above the basket. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings, so Midland will play things in. 11 seconds left in the shot clock. 18-12 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings out on top, 46-36. Parrott with the ball. Entry pass. They get it inside to Murray. Murray dishes off the goalie. A shot from just inside the free throw line. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Hastings. That's Brady Loma with the ball. Gets it down the right sideline. Gets away. Driving to the hole is Alex Thayer. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Jerome Vaughn, not a goalie. He is hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called here on Thayer. Alex Thayer gets hit with his second personal foul, so Alex misses the driving layup off of the break. And he comes back and commits the personal foul, coming back on defense. First team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Midland will play things in right at half court. Goalie will have the ball now to Emig. Emig on the deep wing, left side, down to Goley, outside the three-point arc. His shot is up and in. Galen Goley knocks down his second tray of this ball game. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Midland is back to within seven, 46-39. Here's Brent Wells with the ball. He powers up a shot. It's going to be no good from the right side of the lane. And the rebound comes down to Goley, dribbles behind his back, brings it into the offensive zone, gets it to Emig. His shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Murray has followed shot good. Trace Murray scores. He's got six. Midland back to within 5 points now. It is 46-41, 17-13 to play in the ball game. Here's Marvin. He loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Ben Emig, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to connect with the Parrott going down the other way. That's going to be 10 turnovers now on Midland. Hastings with just 4 turnovers. Hastings had just 3 turnovers in the first half of play. Broncos are averaging 18 per ball game. So the Broncos now get the ball back here with a 5-point lead. They led at halftime 43-34. On the high post is Jake Marvin. Hands it away to Carson Bloom. Bloom brings it back to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores in the paint there. A nice wraparound pass from Carson Bloom. Carson gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead, 48-41. We're in the second half. Here's Jerome Vaughn. Now to Galen Goley. Fakes the 3 there against Lohman. Can't put up a shot. Now to Parrott. Over here on the right side, there's a long-range jumper for 3 from Musil. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball down the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Bloom back in the offensive zone. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Jump pass out to Bacon. His 3-pointer is going to be a block down. Blocked down by Parrott. The ball is recovered by Goley. Long pass down the floor to Emig. Now to Parrott. His shot is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Parrott was going for the acrobatic slam there and missed it. And the rebound comes down to Hastings, so the Broncos get the ball back here. Leading by 7 points, 48-41. Here's Brady Lohman on the near sideline. Drives it behind the screen from Lena. Down to Marvin. 200 pass down in the corner. Carson Bloom, now to Lena. Drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Zach Lena scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead. It's the Broncos 50, Midland 41. 15 and a half to play here in the ball game. Galen Goley with the ball. Now to Ben Emig on the right sideline. Entry pass. They get it inside to Kiefer Musil. Powers up a shot. It's going to be no good. Zach Lena with a rebound. Zach has got it for the Broncos. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Carson, right-handed dribble, leads it now to Zach Lena. Moves it left side of the lane. Now dribbles inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Gets it away to Dane Bacon. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman out here in 3-point territory. Hands it away to Jake Marvin. Marvin holding, gets it now to the top of the key. Dane Bacon. Bacon down to Carson Bloom. 10 seconds on the shot clock. High post. There's a Zach Lena with the ball. Zach with his back to the basket. Powers down the lane. Now twists and turns. Puts up a shot off of the window and scores. Good job there by the Broncos getting a field goal. That's a Zach Lena getting his third field goal of the ball game. He's now got 11 points. Here's a Galen Goley trapped double teamed along the baseline. Gets it away. A shot is up and in. Kiefer Musil scoring there. Galen Goley was trapped underneath the basket double team, but Kiefer Musil right there, and they get in the ball, and a timeout's going to be called here. Timeout Midland, 14:38 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Midland 43.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Some other men's scores for you. Northwestern is leading Morningside, 5:19 to play in the second half. It's 92-77. Doan was out on top of Briarcliff, 44-40 at halftime. Dort leading Mount Marty, 43-40 at halftime. Then it was Nebraska Wesleyan leading Concordia at halftime by a score of 29-22. Hastings has the lead here, 52-43 over Midland. Broncos have the ball. Jake Marvin has got it here. Jake gets it out to Dane Bacon, now to Brady Lohman. Lohman takes it down into baseline, gets it back to Marvin. Marvin, nice pass to Lohman, and he threw it too far. Lohman cutting from the corner on the left side toward the basket. Marvin led him with a pass there, but threw it a little bit too far. It's out of bounds. It's only the fifth turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. The score 52-43. We're down to 14 minutes and 10 seconds to play. We're in the ballgame tonight from the Midland University Events Center. Bracker Court here in Fremont tonight. Here's a Parrott with the ball. James Parrott, his pass out to Murray, out in 3-point territory. Back to James Parrott again, gets away and drives it to the hole and scores, and he jams it home. James Parrott takes it right to the hole and scores. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. 52-45. Hastings with a 7-point lead. There's a Carson Bloom down in the corner, down to Brady Lohman. Wilma behind a screen from Zach Lena. Gives the ball away to Zach. His shot from 15 is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Parrott. James Parrott with the ball. Gives it away down to a Galen Goley. Hustles into the forecourt. Goley gets it outside now to Ben Emig. 200 pass. Goes over there on the left side of the lane. We got a foul called as they get into the hands of Jerome Vaughn, and he was driving the ball to the basket. The foul is going to be called on Zach Lena. That's going to be a second. Second foul on Zach Lena. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Dylan Flynn into the ball game now for Jake Marvin. Also coming in for Midland is going to be Jalen Heaser. And going out will be Ben Emig. Midland will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to a Kenobi. Kenobi now to a Parrott. Deep wing left side. Out to a Galen Goley out near the 10-second line. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom will pick him up. There's a Kenobi, a long-range three-pointer, put up there, no good. The ball tapped around, picked up here by Murray. His shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball away to Brady Woolman, hustles down the near sideline, goes the opposite direction to Carson Bloom. Bloom on the right sideline. His bounce pass is going to be deflected, and a kicking violation here on Midland. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 12 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Hastings 52, Midland 45. Zach Lena's got it deep in the corner left side, dribbles it to the free throw line, and now we got a whistle and a holding foul inside. It's going to go on Midland. So a foul is going to go on the Warriors. Yeah, we'll check out the... Hastings will play things in. It's going to be Dane Bacon with the ball. Dakin now to Brady Woolman. It didn't flash the foul up on the board here. Here's Woolman with the ball. Takes it to Dylan Flynn. Woolman gets it back. Now to Bacon on the right sideline. So Woolman out here in three-point territory. Carson Bloom, Woolman, Zach Lena, 15-footer right side. Yes. Zach Lena hits another jumper. He's got a total of 13 points in the ball game. Hastings maintains that 9-point lead. It is 54-45. Now with 12:14 to play. Here's a Jerome Vaughn. He gets away. He drives it to the hole and can't put up a shot. Back out to Parrott. Parrott fakes the three-pointer. Gives the ball away to Galen Goley. Leaves it down on the baseline to Jerome Vaughn. Now to Kenobi. Now to Galen Goley. A shot for three. Good. That's 3 3-pointers now for Galen Goley. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 54-48. Broncos led by 9 at halftime. Hastings with the ball. Woolman from the deep left corner. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Flynn. Flynn goes back up. His shot's going to be blocked down from behind. Parrott has got the ball. He runs it back the other way to the hole. He jams it home. Parrott now with 14 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight. It's now Hastings 54, Midland 50.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And don't forget, Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Broncos led by 13 points in the first half of play. Led by 9 at halftime, 43-34. This is as close as Midland has been for a while. It's 54-50 now with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. The last Midland lead was way back. They actually tied the score at 21-21. And that's just, the last tie we had here in the ball game back there midway through the first half of play. So the Broncos have maintain their lead throughout much of this ball game, but right now need a basket here. They've got a 4-point lead. Brady Woolman behind the screen. Woolman Inside the three-point arc. Can't put up a shot. Now to Carson Bloom, the Lowman. Down in the corner, Jake Hamburger for three, and he can't hit it. Ball is tipped out. Hastings maintains control as a Flynn tips the ball out to a Carson Bloom. Bloom has got the ball out here now. Swings it left side. Zach Lena drives the baseline. Stops. Two-handed pass back out on top to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Lowman. Lowman backs up, spins at the elbow. Right side of the lane, his shot is up and in. Nice move to the basket by Brady Lowman. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings 56, Midland 50. Here's a Galen Goley with the ball. Goley comes across the top to a Heiser, who's back into the ballgame. Heiser gets it away now to Avery Langford. Down on the baseline, and his shot is up and in. They get it to Jerome Bond as he powers it up there and scores. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. He's been averaging 14.7 points per ballgame this season. 56-52. Hastings with a four-point lead. Dylan Flynn fakes. Now goes up for the shot. It's up there. It's off the front iron. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Nearly went down the hole. But now Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line for two shots. Trace Murray picks up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be his first. Midland is 1-2 in the season. 0-1 in the conference. Hastings at 5-1. 0-1 in the conference. Battling here tonight. Dylan Flynn's free throw is up there. It's good. Dylan Flynn now with 5 points in the basketball game for Hastings. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings 57, Midland 52. Into the ball game now for the Warriors is going to be Ben Emig. Going out will be Galen Goy. So Emig is back in there for head coach Todd Eisner. Now in his second season here in Fremont. Dylan Flynn will have one more. He sets, dips the knee. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound to Jerome Vaughn. So Hastings with a 5-point lead, 57-52. Ben Emig with the ball now for Midland. Goes over to Avery Langford. He drives it toward the hole, and an offensive charging foul is going to be called in Langford as he runs over Dylan Flynn. Langford picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. We're down to 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play. If you're just joining us, the Hastings College women's basketball team winners tonight over Midland by a score of 55-51. Here's Brandon Lohman with the ball behind a Zach Lena screen out here in 3 points in a toy. Gives the ball away to Zach just to the left of the lane. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Langford. He comes back and a foul is going to be called on Jake Hamburger. Jake Hamburger is going to be hit with a personal foul. That might be an intentional foul as Hamburger comes back and knocks down Avery Langford. So the Broncos turn it over for the sixth time here tonight. And that's going to be the case. It's going to be an intentional foul called here on Jake Hamburger of Hastings. So going to the free throw line is going to be Avery Langford. He'll get a shot here. And then it'll be Midland getting the ball back. Avery Langford to the free throw line. He'll get two shots as he was mauled in the act of shooting there by Jake Hamburger. His shot is up there. It's no good. Langford will have one more. So Avery Langford to the free throw line here. A sophomore out of Omaha, 6 foot, 172-pounder. Langford will have the second shot. It's up there. That one is no good. So he misses both free throws. And now Midland will get the ball back because of the intentional foul called on Jake Hamburger. So the Warriors will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings with a 5-point lead. It is 57-52. 9:54 to play here in the ballgame. Pass comes way out on top to Langford. Now to Emig. Ben Emig dribbling with the ball out here against the Broncos and Carson Bloom. Here's Langford again down in the baseline. Comes out here to the Heisers. He drives the ball left side of the lane down to Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn down here. Comes out to Langford. Langford was out of bounds. Right in front of the Midland bench. So Midland misses two free throws. And they have a turnover on that position, that possession. They get nothing out of that one. 57-52. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Here is a Brady Woolman with it now. Brady goes over to the far sideline to Jake Hamburger. His pass here to Lena. Brings it back to Jake. Fakes the three. Dribbles just inside the free throw. Circle. His shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. Hastings 59, Midland 52. 9:14 to play here in the contest. Here's a Jalen Heiser with the ball. Deep wing right side. Heiser dribbles out in the center of the floor. Throws it to the far sideline to Emig. Underneath the hole now. To Avery Langford deep in the right corner. Shot is up and in. A two-pointer by Langford just inside the three-point ring. 59-54. Hastings with a 5-point lead again. Zach Lena with the ball. Zach dribbles it, spins in the lane. Now he's trapped. Lena, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Finally gets it out here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger now to Bloom. Goes in a high post again. Dylan Flynn with the ball. Hands it away to Jake. Fakes the three. Now takes the three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Emig. Then Emig with the ball now for Midland. Back in the center of the floor as he dribbles with it. Holds up for his teammates here. Goes over to Avery Langford. Now to Emig. Top of the key. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Emig still with the ball. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass out on top now. That's going to be Heizer with the ball. Heizer now to Avery Langford. He holds the ball out here against Hamburger. Sent to the Emig. Down deep in the left corner. Shot is up there for three. No good by Jalen Heizer. And the rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn of Hastings. Now to Hamburger. Back the other way. Carson Bloom. Bloom now to Dylan Flynn. Flynn just to the left of the lane. Goes to the far sideline. That's Hamburger with the ball. Deep in the right corner. With it there for Hastings is going to be Brady Woolman. Back out to Hamburger. Bill Woolman right in front of the Bronco bench. Bounce pass goes inside to Dylan Flynn. 14 in the shot clock. Out to Woolman. Top of the key. A shot good. Brady Woolman nails a three-pointer there for Hastings. He's got 14 points and a timeout from Midland. We've got 7 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 62, Midland 54.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Midland going at it here this evening. Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener tonight, 55-51. Hastings College men trying to finish off this sweep here tonight. Broncos have a 62-54 advantage. Midland has made one little run here in the second half to pull within 4 points, but the Broncos have responded. Hastings now back out to an 8-point lead, 62-54. Here's Musil, a three-pointer put up from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger then loses control of the ball on a palming violation on Jake. That's turnover number 7 on Hastings. Broncos have been averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. That's very good here in this one. Hastings had only 3 turnovers in the first half of play. 7:27 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trying to even up the record at 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a victory here tonight. This will be a huge road win for Hastings. Here's a James Parrott with the ball, guarded there by Dane Bacon. Parrott flips the ball out here to a Galen Goley who's back into the ballgame. Now to a Kiefer Musil. Musil drives the ball against Lena, and the foul is going to be called on Zach. Zach Lena picks up his third personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. So a non-shooting situation is going to be Midland inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own hole. Galen Goley will inbound the ball here for the Warriors. Holds it, comes way out on top now to Ben Emig. Gives the ball away to James Parrott. Parrott drives the ball toward the hole, and he slams home another one. He drives the ball right to the hole, and it just cleared out over there. Nobody was going to stand in front of him as James Parrott slams one home. He's got 16 in the ball game. Hastings 62, Midland 56. Here's Woolman having problems as the ball is deflected there by Goley. Woolman picks it back up, gets it into the hands now of Jake Hamburger. Hamburger to the far sideline to Woolman. Woolman holds the ball, holds it, goes down in the corner now to Zach Lena. He drives the baseline against the key from Musial, gives it up now to Hamburger, fakes the three, takes it inside the ring, throws up a long jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Parrott. Outlet pass goes to Ben Emig. Here come the Warriors. They're down by 6 points, 62-56. Parrott with the ball has it knocked loose from Woolman. Parrott picks it back up. His pass to the far sideline is deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. So Midland got the ball game down within the 4 points at 54-50 with 11:30 to play. Now they're within the 6 points with 6:15 to go. It is 62-56. Here's a Parrott with the ball picked up out here by Bacon. Parrott gives the ball away to Goley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side there by Hamburger. Gets it away now to Woolman down the near sideline. They give the ball to Bacon down the left side, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on Hastings here in the ball game. Kiefer Musil inbound the ball here for the Warriors. Just by the 6-minute mark here in this one. Bringing the ball up will be Galen Goley, picked up there by Bacon of Hastings. Goley behind his screen. Gives it now to a Ben Imig, still out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Hamburger. Over to Parrott on the right side. Picked up by Lohman. Parrott's double team. Gets it away now to Imig. Imig at the free throw line. Out to Goley now. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Goley still with the ball. Moves it right side of the lane. His little 10-footer is up there. No good. Ball is tapped out of there, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hastings. A foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Broncos. Hamburger is going to come out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming back in is going to be Carson Bloom. Goley will inbound the ball way outside now to a Ben Imig across the top to Parrott. Fakes the three. Drives the ball inside. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Forces his way in there. No foul called. And the rebound comes down to Marvin. Long pass down the floor. They throw it away. Marvin got the ball away to Woolman as he was trying to connect to Zach Lena down the floor, and Hastings turns it away again. That's nine turnovers on Hastings. 62-56. Hastings has had a chance here to open up this lead, but they've had a couple of turnovers in the last two possessions. Here's Emig with the ball. Emig drives the ball against Bacon. There's a nice pass to Jerome Vaughn, and he lays it in. Jerome Vaughn lays it in. As now a 62-58 ball game. Again, the Warriors are back to within 4 points. Now with 5 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Hastings needs a basket, and Woolman has the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Midland thought that Woolman lost the ball out of bounds off of his leg, but the official is standing right there. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Here's Flynn back into the ball game for Hastings. Marvin checks out. Woolman lobs it into the lane. That's a Flynn with the ball. Flynn working inside, can't put up a shot. Kicks it out to Bloom for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Jerome Vaughn. 62-58. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game. The Broncos have a 4-point lead. Here's a Musil with the ball. Now to Parrott, right side of the lane. Parrott drives the ball to the hole. This one's going to be blocked by Flynn, and a foul is called. Dylan Flynn is going to be hit with a personal foul. Parrott's going to go to the free throw line here for Midland. This is as close as the Warriors have been in the second half. Hastings had a 13-point lead late in the first half at 43-30, led 43-34 at halftime, and now the Warriors are within 4 points at 62-58. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Parrott. No good. He is now 1 out of 6 on free throws tonight, 3 out of 16 for the season. And James Parrott will have one more shot here. 62-58. The Broncos have the 4-point lead. His next shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Lena, and a foul is going to be called on Jerome Vaughn. Jerome Vaughn is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be the third foul on Jerome Vaughn. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Midland. Hastings will have the ball back the other way. Broncos trying to hang on here tonight. 62-58. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Takes it to the far sideline to Woolman behind a Zach Lena screen. And now Zach's going to be hit with an illegal screen. Zach Lena is going to be hit with an illegal screen over there. Lena picks up his fourth foul. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Hastings. And now Midland with a chance here with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Inbounding the ball. It's going to be a Galen Goley with it now. Here's Parrott. Parrott, right side of the lane, gets out to Emig for three. Shot good. Emig nails a three-pointer. Midland's within one. 62-61. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Hastings really needs a hoop run here. Driving down the lane. It's going to be Carson Bloom. His shot's up and in, and he's fouling a play. Carson Bloom takes it right down the lane, and he is fouling a play. And Bloom will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. That's now 5 points in the ball game for Carson. He'll go to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled there on Galen Goley. That's going to be his third. So Hastings needed a basket there. And the freshman out of Minden, Nebraska, Carson Bloom, takes it right down the lane and scores. And now Carson, a 50% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. That gives the Broncos a 3-point lead. 64-61. Hastings out on top. Carson Bloom to the line. His shot is up there, in and out, back in again. A 3-point play by Carson Bloom. Hastings back out on top, 65-61. There's a Galen Goley with the ball. Galen Goley on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. The Kiefer Musil ball poked away there by Hamburger. Musil picks it back up. Kiefer goes to the far sideline to Ben Imig. Emig bounce pass left side of the lane to a Jerome Vaughn. Works inside, tries to dish it away, and a traveling violation is called. Jerome Vaughn is whistled for the extra steps inside. Good defense by the Broncos. We're going to let that big old horse get in there. Jerome Vaughn, he's a big boy. 6'3", 213-pound senior out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hastings with a four-point lead, 65-61. Broncos have the ball. Carson Bloom gives it away to Jake Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Right sideline to Bloom. Sends it right side of the lane and a foul is called. Bloom got rid of it to a Dylan Flynn, and a foul is called here on Midland. That's going to be on the Kiefer Musel. That's going to be his third foul. That's going to be team foul number six on Midland. And now Todd Eisner wants to call a timeout. Timeout Midland. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 65, Midland 61.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern has beaten Morningside tonight in an NBA game. It was Northwestern 109 and Morningside 98. Hastings leading here, 65-61. Broncos will play things in. They do. As they get it on the far sideline at Carson Bloom, to Brady Woolman, right side of the lane. Brady working in there, and we got a foul called. Ben Emigami on the arm. Concordia has gone out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 65-62. They've got a minute and 45 seconds to play in that ball game from Lincoln. So Emig picks up the personal foul. That's the seventh team foul now on Midland. So the Broncos are in the bonus situation now for the final 3 minutes and 23 seconds. That's Woolman to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. As close as you can get to automatic right here, Brady Woolman is 3-for-3 from the free throw line tonight, 24 out of 27 for the season. Hastings down with a five-point lead at 66-61. Brady Lohman will have one more. Shot is up there, and that one is good. 16 for Lohman, 15 for Dane Bacon, 13 for Zach Lina. And the Broncos back out to a six-point advantage here, 67-61. Here's Emig with the ball to a Jerome Vaughn. Hands it away now to Emig. One hands it to the left side to Parrott. Parrott hangs onto it against Brady Lohman. Back outside, goalie, a shot for three, good. Galen Gulley knocks down his fourth three-pointer in the ball game, and now Midland is back to within 3 points. They call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got a break here with a score. Hastings 67, Midland 64.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Midland University Events Center. Bracker Court here tonight. Hastings College trying to hang on. The Broncos have a 67-64 advantage over Midland here tonight. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Again, Northwestern has beaten Morningside tonight 109-98 in men's play. Now with a minute and 45 seconds to play in Lincoln, it is Concordia 65, Nebraska Wesleyan 62. The Bronco women tonight picking up a win in the first ball game, 55-51 over Midland. Chelsea Morton and Brittany Wong scoring 19 points apiece to lead the Broncos. So 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this basketball game, or at least in regulation. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Midland will attack all over the place now. Brady Woolman brings the ball up for Hastings. Right-handed dribble against a Ben Emig. Brings it into the offensive zone. Moves it to the left side of the floor. They give the ball away to Carson Bloom. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger to Bacon, back to Jake, back to Bacon over the right sideline. Dane Bacon with the ball with 15 seconds on the shot clock to Jake Hamburger. to Carson Bloom to Jake. Lobs it inside. Flynn grabs it, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn is fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line. That's Jerome Vaughn picking up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. Flynn is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so only have 2 shots here. Flynn has got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings 67, Midland 64. Here's a shot by Flynn. It's up there good. Hastings was 13 out of 13 from the free throw line in the first half. And they still have not missed a free throw here in this ballgame. Or check that they've missed one. Now they've missed two. And the rebound comes down to Emig. So it's 68 to 64. They have spoke too soon there. 68-64. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Goalie gets away, goes for the hole. His shot is no good, and he's fouled into play. Goalie got away, drove the baseline, and put up a shot, and he's fouled into play here by Carson Bloom. That's the fourth foul on Bloom. And now Galen Goalie goes to the free throw line. He is 2 out of 2 for the stripe here tonight. He'll have 2 shots as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Goalie is a 75% foul shooter in the season. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. It's a 3-point ball game. Hastings 68 and Midland 65. I remember one game we came up here and we played a 4-overtime game between Hastings and Midland a couple of years back. Second shot is up there and is good. That's when Maya Slough, now an assistant coach for Hastings, scored 63 points in that 4-overtime ball game. 68-66 is the score now. Dylan Flynn, backdoor cut to get the ball to Hamburger, and his shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger on the backdoor cut, got the feed there from Dylan Flynn and put it down through the hole. Hastings 70, Midland 66, driving the entire length of the floor. His goalie goes up to the shot, it's no good. Rebound, Carson Bloom. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. Dylan Flynn has got the ball. He'll just dribble up the floor himself as they left him unguarded there. Flynn gets it into the hands now of Carson Bloom. Bloom over to Woolman on the far sideline. Now to Dane Bacon, dribbles into the lane. Here's a pass that's going to be kicked there by Midland, and Hastings will play things in. 1:44 to play. Hastings leading Midland by the score of 70-66. 17 seconds left in the shot clock here. Brady Woolman with the ball. He'll inbound it. Baseline right side as they get it into Dane Bacon. Bacon gets it out here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger moves it to the right sideline. That's Woolman with the ball. Woolman down in the corner. Carson Bloom drives the baseline. Nice pass down in the corner. Dane Bacon for 3. Shot no good. Flynn with a rebound and he knocks it home. Dane Bacon with the offensive board and the putback. Bacon now with 8 points in the basketball game. Hastings leading by 6. 72-66. Goalie, top of the key, 3-pointer, in and out, back in again. Goalie now with 19 points in the ball game, and Todd Eisner calls the timeout for Midland. 1:13 to play here in this one. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 72, Hastings 69.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Doan has come back to beat Briar Cliff tonight by 10, 83-73. Northwestern winners over Morningside, 109-98. Women's scores from earlier tonight. Hastings 55, Midland 51. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 91-61. Morningside beat Northwestern in a matchup of two nationally ranked top 10 powers. Morningside 72, Northwestern 70. Mount Marty beat Dort tonight in women's play, 55-51. Briar Cliff over Doan, 73-67. Hastings trying to hang on here down the stretch. 72-69 is the score. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Jake Hamburger will inbound the ball. Midland will attack here in backcourt. Hastings will get it in to Brady Woolman. He'll bring it up one-on-one against Ben Emig. Woman on the dribble. Gets it into the offensive zone here on the near sideline. Woman goes to the far side. Carson Bloom, not a hamburger, lobs it down low. Flynn grabs it, shoots and scores. Dylan Flynn scores another one. A nice assist there by Jake Hamburger. The second time they've gone inside to a Dylan Flynn, and he's converted both times. And now we got a timeout, Hastings. 59.9 seconds to play here in the ball game. The Broncos have a five-point lead. Hastings 74, Midland 69.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
KHAS.
All right, back here at the Midland University Event Center here tonight, Bracker Court. Hastings has now got a five-point lead, 74-69. Dylan Flynn has come out. He's hit a couple of quick baskets here in the past a minute or so. Flynn has now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. Now the Broncos will attack here in backcourt as the Midland will bring the ball up. Galen Goley runs it across the midcourt stripe here. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Gets it out to a Ben Emig. Emig dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Here's Parrott with the ball, and he has problems with it. And we got a foul call on Zach Lina. Zach Lina picks up the personal foul. I think that is number five on Zach. That's going to be the case. He fouls out of the ball game now with 46.4 seconds to play in the contest. Lina leads with 13 points. So Zach Lina has fouled out of the ball game now for Hastings. As Parrott will go to the free throw line for Midland. And Lance Creech going to make a substitution here. He's got 60 seconds to do that. And he'll take his measly time here as he's going to bring in Dylan Flynn. So Flynn will come back in there. Flynn is playing with three personal fouls himself. So Zach Lina comes out of the ball game. He leads with the 13 points. It's going to be Parrott going to the free throw line now. Parrott going to the free throw line. Parrott looks up there, and his shot is going to be off of the left side. It's going to be no good as he misses another one. He's now 1 of 8 on free throws. The rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is going to be called in backcourt. Parrott is averaging 21 points per ball game. He hits 52% from the field. He was 2 out of 10 on free throws coming in here. He's now 1 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. So he's 3 out of 18 from the charity stripe this year. Dane Bacon now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College as he was fouled into play. So Bacon, he has got 15 points in the ball game tonight. He's hit 5 3-pointers. First time that he's been at the free throw line tonight. He's a 78% foul shooter for Hastings. His shot is up there. That one's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jerome Vaughn. Hastings 74, Midland 69. Now with 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. Jerome Vaughn comes to Parrott. Parrott picked up there by Woolman of Hastings. Left sideline, goalie for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Jerome Vaughn and Emig were both down there, but they couldn't grab the ball before it went out of bounds. As it goes ricocheting between the two, and Hastings will play things in. There's a Jake Hamburg with the ball. He's going to be fouled down in backcourt by goalie. Galen Goley picks up his fourth personal foul. Midland is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Hamburger of the Broncos. Hamburger is 77% foul shooter this season. He has now hit 9 out of 11 from the charity stripe this season. Jake, that was 6 points in the basketball game. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch here. 75-69. The Broncos with a 6-point lead. Hastings had a 13-point lead late in the first half. Hastings looking for their sixth win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there from Jake. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Jerome Vaughn. Gets it away to Goley. Hastings leading by 6 points. Goley for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Jerome Vaughn to the free throw line to Emig. Drives it down the lane. The shot is up there, no good. He draws contact. Foul called. Ben Emig will go to the free throw line, and now Dane Bacon is down here for Hastings. Bacon is down for Hastings in the lane. He's the guy that drew the contact on Ben Emig, as the medical staff will take a look at Dane Bacon. That's not good news, as Dane gets up and he's going to lip himself off of the court here. So Dane Bacon, the second leading scorer on the team, is now hobbling to the sideline. They have turned a left ankle there, as Bacon will come out of the ball game with 11.8 seconds to play. Coming in there for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. To the free throw line for Midland is going to be Ben Emig. He's an 83% foul shooter. He is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. He'll have two shots here. Emig eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off of the right side. No good. The difference in this ball game has been free throw shooting. Hastings nearly perfect from the line in this ball game. Midland lackluster at best. Ben Emig will have one more here. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down through the hole. So he hits 1 out of 2. The Bronco lead is now 5 points at 75-70. 11.8 seconds to play. Brady Woolman inbounds the ball to Jake Hamburger. He's fouled into play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. He was fouled by Avery Langford. That's going to be his second foul. And now Jake Hamburger, the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, will go to the free throw line to transfer from Morningside. Jake Hamburger has got 7 points so far tonight. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. It's up there. The shot good. Rattles home, and the Broncos now have a 76-70 advantage, a two-possession ball game. This will be a big free throw here to give a Broncos a three-possession lead. There's the next one. It's up there. It is good. Hastings now leading by 7 points, 77-70. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Races back the other way. Goley swings it right side. There's a jumper by Avery Langford. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Tapped around. It's picked up by Marvin, and that's the ball game. The Hastings College Broncos win the ball game tonight over Midland. Final score, Hastings 77, Midland 70. So the Broncos improved to 6 wins and 1 loss on the season. Hastings now even in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are 1-1. Midland drops to 1 win and 3 losses. And the Warriors now 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Hastings 77, Midland 70. Back with a recap after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
You may call it the what are we going to do to stay out of the way Thanksgiving food prep bailout. But Bullseye's calls it Turkey Eve low-key karaoke this Wednesday.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight, 77-70 over Midland University. The final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 48% for the ball game tonight. They were 24 out of 50. The Broncos were 8 out of 20 on three-pointers for 40%. Hastings hitting 21 out of 25 from the free throw line for 84%. Midland was 24 out of 55 from the field tonight for 43.6%. The Warriors 8 out of 24 on three-pointers for 33%, 14 out of 25 from the free throw line for 56%. Hastings out rebounding Midland 34-33. The Broncos committing 9 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 12 for Midland University. Hastings had 2 block shots and 4 steals. Midland had 6 block shots and 4 steals. But Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 77-70. Hastings had a 13-point lead in the first half of play at 43-30, led by 9 points at 43-34. Midland cut the lead to 1 at 62-61 with 4 minutes to play. But Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch to hold off the Warriors tonight. They win by 7 points at 77-70. Hastings tonight had 4 players in double figures. Brady Lohman ends up with 16 points. Dane Bacon had 15. Zach Lena had 13. Dylan Flynn had 10. So Brady Lohman leads the way with 16. Dane Bacon with 15. Zach Lena 13. Dylan Flynn had 10. Other scorers, Jake Hamburger ends up with 9 points in the ball game tonight. Carson Bloom had 6. Jake Marvin, 4. Alex Thayer, 2. Brent Wells had 2 points. For Midland University, they were led by Galen Goley as he comes up with 5 three-pointers tonight, 4 free throws. He ends up with 19 points in the ball game. James Parrott had 16. The other scorers, Ben Emig had 8. Trace Murray had 6 points, 4 for Jerome Vaughn, 4 for Dylan Travis, 2 for Avery Langford, 2 for Jordan Flynn, 9 points tonight for Kiefer Musel. So Hastings College wins it tonight by the score of 77-70 over Midland University. Now stay tuned for our Players of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at Midland here tonight. Hastings College wins it by the score of 77-70, and this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. In the Hastings College women's ball game earlier tonight, the Broncos knocking off Midland by the score of 55-51. Hastings had 2 players in double figures in that ball game. Chelsea Morton scoring 19 points for Hastings. Brittany Wong also with 19 points in that ball game. Here in the men's contest, 4 players in double figures. Brady Lohman with 16, Dane Bacon with 15, Zach Lena had 13, Dylan Flynn had 10. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and announce our winners right after this.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. First of all, for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Chelsea Morton, the freshman out of Holdridge, Nebraska. Morton again with 19 points in the ball game tonight. She was 5 out of 10 from the field. Did not attempt a three-pointer, but she was 9 out of 12 from the free throw line. Hit some crucial free throws down the stretch. Also came up with 6 rebounds tonight, 3 on offense and 3 on defense. 19 points in the ball game, had 1 assist and 4 steals. As she played 31 out of the 40 minutes for Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Chelsea Morton will be our player of the game for the Hastings College men, or actually for the Hastings College women. For the men, it'll be Brady Lohman here tonight, leads the team in scoring with 16 points, really quarterbacked the team throughout much of this ball game tonight as Lohman hit 5 out of 10 from the field. 2 out of 5 on three-pointers. Hit 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Pulls down 4 rebounds, 1 on offense, 3 on defense. Scores the 16 points, dishes out 3 assists as he plays at 35 minutes tonight for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So Brady Lohman and Chelsea Morton are players of the game tonight as Hastings College picks up a sweep, winning the first game 55-51 in the women's contest, winning 77-70 in the men's contest. We've got the coaches' post-game show up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. More post-game is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here in Fremont, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Midland. Final score of 77-70 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the post-game. And, Coach, much better night and day once again from what we saw on Saturday.
Well, I was just really pleased in how our kids competed. It was pretty sloppy at times. I thought our concentration was suspect in certain situations. But I think as far as just guts and as far as playing with a lot of intensity, I was really pleased on how we came out and played. I was frustrated in the first half with just some little things. I thought there was a time or two we had the ball with, up 12, up 13 with the basketball. And they'd come down and, we'd turn it over and make a silly play, and they'd come down and get a basket. And so I thought our kids did a better job in the second half, just kind of continuing to execute, especially in key situations down the stretch.
Carson Bloom and Jake Hamburger, I thought, so really grew up in the second half of play today.
Yeah, Carson played tremendous, and that's it's not easy. I mean, this is a tough, you're coming from Class C basketball, coming into the GPAC and playing against very good college guards, and we're asking a lot, and he's learning on the fly. And the great thing about him is he knows as soon as he makes a mistake, you don't even have to tell him. I mean, he's pretty sharp. He understands things pretty well. And he's going to be a good basketball player down the road. And he's on his way now, but he's going to be a special one down the stretch.
What's the biggest thing that he's got to overcome coming from Class C basketball?
I think it's just the speed and the tempo right now. I think a lot of things like that. It's just he's used to kind of being the fastest or the strongest on the floor, and now you're not. And that's a big adjustment, especially when you got the ball in your hands. If you're just an off guard and you're just catching and shooting, it's no big deal. You just catch and shoot. But when you're trying to dribble and you're trying to call sets and you're trying to direct traffic and you're trying to make sure everybody's in the right position and dribble the ball and be closely guarded, that's not an easy thing to do. So we're asking a lot of him, and I was very, very happy with how he responded here tonight.
You guys, you get out to a 9-point lead in the first half. You commit only 3 turnovers in the first half of play, and I know that's something you've been really focusing on the past couple of weeks.
Well, and part of it, I don't know if we played fast enough to make any turnovers, and I suppose that's I'm just going to bite my tongue probably on that one because, we want them to play a little bit faster. I thought we had opportunities that maybe we missed early to push the ball up the floor a little bit more. But all in all, if you can have 3 turnovers against a team as quality as Midland, I think you're doing something right.
Barrett ends up with, 16 points in the ballgame. I thought he could have had a – you can tell he's a whale of a player. He could have went off at any time tonight.
He's tough. He's a tough matchup. He's just so darn athletic, and he's so long. I mean, he probably had 3 or 4 block shots, and he's such a difficult matchup from the standpoint that His length can create so many problems. I thought Brady did a really nice job. And the thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to come in and we wanted to be physical and we wanted to make him work. And you know, he wasn't a very good foul shooter coming in tonight. He was 2-for-10 on the year coming in. I think he only made one basket from the foul line tonight. So that's a good execution of our game plan and just, you know, more importantly, what we wanted to get out of our defensive game plan with Parrott.
Midland makes a run in the second half. We'll play chopped it down to 4 points, chopped it down to 1 point at 1 point with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. But your kids, they didn't fold at that point. They knew what they had to do out there.
Yeah, you know, and it just came down to making some. I thought we had really good production. I thought our coaches were great. Maya was great tonight. He had a couple timeouts that he just took over and got us in the right set. And there was a couple times about midway through the second half where I think I was so mad, Mike, I blacked out. So Maya did a great job righting the ship for us there because I was furious at that point. So, you know, it just contribute. You know, Jake Hamburger came out of a timeout. Coach, you know, I think if we look at this and we could do that, you know, I mean, so you got guys thinking, guys talking. That's just things that we haven't had since Maya was a player. You know, I mean, you haven't had input because, and I tell our team all the time, I can make input, but I'm not the one that's playing. I'm not the one that's got to guard. I'm not the one that's got to make the pass. I'm not. So if you've got input and you think something can work better, I don't care how it gets done or who gets the credit. We just got to get it done. And I think this team is developing more and more each time we take the floor in that direction. And I was really proud and really pleased on how they executed some of those timeouts late in the game.
So now we come home, the Thanksgiving Classic coming up this weekend. Step out of the conference for the Thanksgiving Classic, a chance for you to work on a few things before we get to Donut here next week.
Well, and my hope is, and you know, I mean, you can maybe mix up your lineups a little bit more. You can work on some sets. You can do some things. And not that they're not important games. I'm not saying anything like that. It's just a different situation, and it's got a different feel. Conference games are so tight, and they're so nerve-wracking, and they're so you know, a couple possessions here or there, even in a double-digit win or a loss, a couple possessions really determine the outcome of the game. So I think if we can get a few more guys, you know, healthy, if we can get Dane Bacon back to full health, he really struggled tonight, you know, just with his vision and things. You wouldn't have known it in the first half, obviously, but, you know, just little things like that. If we can, you know, send him home to mom and let her make some turkey and stuffing and get these guys all loved up for about 36 hours and get them back. You know, now we can kind of get a little momentum going into our two-game home stand, and then we actually our next three at home when you got Doan coming in next Wednesday.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning tonight by the score of 77-70. We'll take our timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, the scoreboard now completed. The Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're in those down before we get out of here tonight. Women's college basketball in the GPAC. It was Briar Cliff over Doan, 73-67. Mount Marty winners over Dort tonight, 55-51. Hastings beat Midland by the same score, 55-51. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight by 30. As the nation's number one ranked team, Concordia rolling past Nebraska Wesleyan, 91-61. Morningside got by Northwestern tonight, 72-70. And Dakota Wesleyan wins a non-conference game with Presentation College, 89-38. Men's college basketball tonight, Hastings here. Winners over Midland, 77-70. The other scores in a GPAC, Doan came back to beat Briar Cliff, 83-73. Hastings will play Doan next Tuesday. Dort tonight, winners over Mount Marty by a score of 86-72. It was Concordia getting by Nebraska Wesleyan 68-65 and Northwestern outscoring Morningside tonight 109-98. We'll have Bronco basketball again Friday and Saturday here on 1230 KHAS as the Thanksgiving Classic will roll along. We'll have games at 6 and 8 o'clock on Friday night here on 1230 KHAS. And then 4 and 6 will be the game times on Saturday. We'll have all four games from the Thanksgiving Classic coming up this weekend. That'll do it from Midland University here tonight in Fremont. Again, the Hastings College women winning the first ball game 55-51. The guys coming back and beating Midland in the second ball game by the score of 77-70. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Fremont.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.